from the South Point studio. The perfect blend of sports.
But I think the Niners are going to wear him down.
Detroit Pistons lost their 36 games.
Comedy.
See over under on that relationship lasting. I'm going to put mayo in the coffee.
Yeah. I am beautiful.
And a whole lot of Pittsburgh.
In Pittsburgh.
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 Yeah. Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh. Join Ryan McCormick.
That's at least 2 picks outside of our own in the first round next year.
For real.
And host Frank Nicotero.
When I look at the clock, I go,
Watch Punchlines live at noon every weekday.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service. Bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Who is there for heroes or the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless veterans? And who helps our nation to never forget 9/11? Let me tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The Foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs comprise their In the Line of Duty programs. They're all dedicated to honoring our nation's heroes and their families. The Foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is educating kids in kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep its vow to never forget. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org.
Horse racing fans, the Southern California Thoroughbred Racing Circuit is back in beautiful Orange County. It's the LA County Fair Summer Thoroughbred Meet at Los Alamitos, with 8 great days of racing starting on Saturday, June 22nd. First post, 1 p.m. Pacific. The opening day program will include the $100,000 Bertrando Stakes. Plus, the summer meet will include the running of the Los Alamitos Derby on Saturday, June 29th. We'll also have a holiday racing program on Thursday, 4th of July. Plus, we'll host our on-track handicapping contest on Saturday, July 6th. You could win a seat to the National Handicapping Championship in Las Vegas. Contest format and rules are available at losalamitos.com. The card will feature our biggest race of the meet, the $200,000 Great Lady M Stakes. And when the sun goes down, the fun continues with Night Racing's Best Bets, the Los Alamitos Early and Late Pick Fours, plus our traditional Pick Six. Daytime racing action is back at Los Alamitos. Opening day is Saturday, June 22nd.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
From the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf flow, at the racebooks and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning.
Alrighty, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program. On this Saturday morning, we come to you live and direct from the gaming capital of the world, Las Vegas, Nevada, right here at the South Point Studios streaming network at YouTube, and the South Point Studios here at South Point Hotel Casino Complex on Las Vegas Boulevard, your gaming capital. We welcome you to the show on a beautiful morning here in Las Vegas, and of course, hopefully, trying to deal with the heat around the country as well. We welcome all of you that are listening here and watching us on YouTube streaming at the YouTube. All you got to do is go to YouTube, click that on your computer, your phone, whatever, and you'll get the South Point streaming, the show, not only watching us, but listening to us as well. Just go to South Point Studios on the search, and you'll get right to us on YouTube. And, of course, we want to welcome all of our listeners running around town early this morning, listening on the radio at our radio station anchor here in Las Vegas, Sports Talk 1400 AM and 107.1 FM, and all the websites, you know them, RaceDayLasVegas.com, .vegas.world.global, iPhone, Android, with the apps, KSHP app that you can hear us, and, of course, the YouTube app that you can hear and watch us on your iPhones or Androids, and anywhere you get your podcasting as well. Simply put, I don't know how you get us, but however, wherever, whenever you get us, welcome to the show on this Saturday morning here in Las Vegas. Right now, outside here in Las Vegas, 84 degrees and the sun is shining, and we're going to get up to 110 degrees, so you know that what that means. We tell you time and time again, we can't tell you enough to stay hydrated, because when you get those excessive heat warnings, by the time you realize that you are in trouble as far as the heat is concerned with heat exhaustion, it's too late. So what you have to do is you have to stay, make sure you're staying hydrated, keep the kids and the pets inside, and check on the elderly. It's that simple. No matter where you are in this continental United States, where the heat, of course, is getting to us all over the country. New York, when you get to 91 degrees in New York, man, you know it's going to be hot there and sticky and all that other stuff. So that's what it's out right now, 98 in Washington. Miami is only 87. It's beautiful in Miami. Tampa Bay, 91. You got Chicago sitting there at 95. That's got to be a little tight under the collar. And Phoenix, Arizona, 106. But today, Las Vegas will be the hottest spot in the country at 110. 88 degrees in Los Angeles, where we open up Los Alamitos Racing at the Los Alamitos Racetrack. Of course, the Los Angeles County Fair meet at Los Alamitos in Orange County. And so, just to put it in perspective, it's going to be warm out there. Remember that as far as the races are concerned at the track itself, remember that the post parades are going to be shortened up. So when the horses come out on the racetrack, they're going to have just short post parades and right to the starting gate because of the heat in a lot of places. Now, we do have one racetrack that has changed its post position, changed the post time at the scheduled post time today and backed it up in a half an hour, and that is Charlestown. Charlestown is scheduled to go, as you know, at 7 p.m. Eastern time at Charlestown. That'll be 4 p.m. here in Las Vegas on the Pacific time zone. But because of the heat in the area, they're going to back it up another half an hour. So the first post time at Charlestown today will be at 7:30 p.m. Eastern time, 4:30 p.m. Pacific time. And right now, that's the only change we have as far as the heat is concerned with either post times or cancellations. As you know, Ruidoso Downs is still going through those monster fires all around Ruidoso. That's been canceled. They canceled it out, and, of course, the entire weekend is canceled there. As a matter of fact, they say something like 1,400 homes have been destroyed over those massive fires that are ongoing in New Mexico around Ruidoso. So our thoughts and our concerns go out to those folks there. But that track has been canceled because of the fires. So looking at racing around the country, it looks like it'll be just the heat out there that's going to be any weather conditions as far as that's concerned. Looking at the weather as far as precipitation is concerned around the country, got a little bit very at the southern tip of Texas into Mexico and right at the northern border along Canada from the Great Lakes area right through to Maine, and that's just about it. So it looks like it'll be okay for racing around the country. Today, we have a mandatory payoff and the Pick 6 jackpot at Gulfstream Park. I was charting it yesterday at Gulfstream, and let's see, at Gulfstream Park yesterday, the highest-priced winner in the sequence of the Pick 6 was $17. That happened in the seventh race. So the Pick 6 yesterday at Gulfstream Park, a lot of people had it. Pick 6 paid $4,809.26. All right, $4,809.26. in the jackpot pick six yesterday at Gulfstream, and because more than one winner had it, that jackpot has carried over to today, and now it's a mandatory payoff today. You'll have a mandatory payoff. The carryover going in is $520,102. $520,102. That money is sitting there that goes today in a mandatory payoff, and all the money that'll be, you know, put into the pool trying to get to that that payoff today. Remember, you don't have to have six. You have to have the best. The best tickets will chop it all up, and that'll be that there. Now, we go into Royal Ascot. That's going to be the final day. Today's going to be the final day of racing at Royal Ascot. And yesterday, we have the results of yesterday. The Albany Stakes was won by Fairy Godmother and Irish Bread. You got the Commonwealth Cup won by In Shireen, paying that horse won the Commonwealth Cup at six furlongs. The Coronation Stakes was won by Porta Fortuna, an Irish bred horse. And then you had a Class 2 Handicap won by Crystal Black, an Irish bred horse. The Phillies Class 2 Handicap was won by Soprano, an Irish bred horse named Soprano. And the King Edward the Sixth Stakes, the King Edward, the Grade 2, was won by Calandagan, the winner there, an Irish bred horse there, Calandagan. So there you have it. There it is. And the Class 2 Handicap, the last race on the card, was won by Pilgrim. So those were the winners yesterday at Royal Ascot. As far as today is concerned, the big race on the day is coming up. But right now, they're racing in the Haddock Stakes there at Royal Ascot. First race was won by a horse called Bedtime Story, an Irish bred, paying $4.80 as the favorite in the American Pool. Pentel Bay was second, and Brian was third in that race. But there'll be plenty of more big stakes races today as they wind up Royal Ascot, that's for sure. All right, on the show today we have Jonathan Hardoon. Jonathan's going to go over the Ohio Derby. Now, Thistledown's having a big day of racing there, a lot of stakes races at Thistledown. We don't get that here in Las Vegas to play, but the Thistledown's simulcasting is a lot around the country, and as you know, our show goes around the world. So we'll be taking a look at the Ohio Derby, which is the biggest purse of the day around the country, $500,000. We'll be taking a look at that with Jonathan and, of course, the racing both at Los Alamitos and around the country as well. And, of course, we'll have Bob Mazursky with us reporting for Los Alamitos, as well as John Lindo. He'll be also with us. And I do have the picks from Rich Ang and Jerry Jackowitz as they continue to be on their sabbaticals here on the Race Day Show. So we got that all set and ready to go. As far as yesterday at Aqueduct here in the USA, Belmont at Aqueduct, John Lindo came up with a nice winner for us in the fifth race. The winner, Awesome Anne Marie, was just that. She won and paid $9.70. And as far as any of the other races are concerned, really a lot of horses that paid under $10. There were only three races that paid over $10. A 1360 winner in the second race, a 1420 winner in the third race. That was the biggest price of the day, and a $13 winner in the fourth race. As far as the pick six was hit yesterday at Belmont at Aqueduct, paid $2,692.50 there at Belmont yesterday. And as far as the jockeys were concerned, Irad Ortiz Jr. checked in with three wins again yesterday. Had multiple wins yesterday. Irad had three on the card. And Dylan Davis checked in with a couple of wins there. Jonathan Nardoon's horse was a closing second at Monmouth Park. The winner there was the favorite, 440. But I can tell you this, Post Command made up a huge amount of ground, just couldn't get there in time. His place price of $4.80 was more than the win price of the winner there at Monmouth. And at Churchill Downs yesterday, Brad Cox had a couple of nice winners there. Pick six paid $5,073.69. Highest priced winner of the day at Churchill Downs paid $27.44 there. And as far as racing in Northern California, Pleasanton, Rich Ang's horse did not get there yesterday. He was beaten. All right. Time to get started with covering the racing here at Race Day Las Vegas. So we're going to go to our first break. And when we come back, we'll go to... your racing menu, and Jonathan Harduna and the boys on this Saturday morning show. Don't go away. We'll be back.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service. Bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Back on Race Day Las Vegas, second race from Royal Ascot is in. The winner of that race, the second race, Isle of Jura. Isle of Jura paid $29 even for the win there in the American Pool. Goliath, a German bred, was second. Middle Earth was third in that one. And, of course, they continue to race at Royal Ascot on this closing day of their very famous and a great festival meet there for the week at Royal Ascot in England. And I can tell you right now, there's going to be some of those horses that'll be certainly coming here to the U.S. For the Breeders' Cup, that's for sure. Also, a horse that's been racing in America, missed the cut, went in the Hardwick Stakes, and in the Hardwick Stakes, I believe, didn't finish anywhere, actually. Missed the cut, well, he didn't run in that race, yes? We'll wait and see. I was informed that he was going to be in that race, but we'll wait and see. He's running today, though, at Royal Ascot. All right, let's get started. We get some. Sometimes we get some information that is. It's hard to get off of the internet, that's for sure, because they give you the names of the races on one site and the actual race number on another site. So, what can I tell you? All right, time to get started with the racing menu today on this Saturday. Remember, we have first post times are that of the Pacific time zone. So, if you're listening here in Las Vegas, or in the Pacific time zone, these will be the start times. If you're listening anywhere else around the world, adjust from the Pacific time zone to whatever one you're in, and you'll get right on the money, that's for sure. We don't want you to miss anything like that first time. Okay, here we go. Here's the menu for today. We begin with Belterra Park. Belterra Park has eight races today, a first post time of 8:15 at Belterra. Then we get to Delaware Park. Delaware Park has seven races today, and their first post time is at 8:30 at Delaware Park. Laurel Park has nine races. Laurel Park's first post time for their nine race card. Pretty full fields there at Laurel. So their first post time there at Laurel Park is set at 9:25. They have a small pick six jackpot carryover, $587 at Laurel today. First post time, 9:25. Then we'll go to Churchill Downs in Louisville, Kentucky. Churchill Downs has a nice pick six jackpot carryover there. That stands at $247,181 at Churchill Downs, pick six jackpot there. We have 11 races. The feature race today is the seventh race on the card. It is the Grade 3 Chicago Handicap at 7 furlongs for fillies and mares, 4-year-olds and up. It's a short field of 5, but it brings together Society at 4-5 with Tyler Gaffleon, and Baba at even money with Ired Ortiz Jr. So it'll be a throwdown between Baba and Society in this 5 filly and mare field. The seventh race at Churchill Downs. First post time is at 9:45 at Churchill. And again, their pick six jackpot carryover, $247,181. Then we get to Monmouth Park in New Jersey. First post time is 9:50 there. The $100,000 Goldwood Stakes is there, featured 5.5 furlongs on the turf for fillies and mares, 3-year-olds and up. A field of 12 before scratches. Morning line favorite at 3-1 is Queen of the Mud. Queen of the Mud on the turf and fast in the feature today at Monmouth. Monmouth Park has a pick six jackpot carryover of $142,362. And their first post time is 9:50 for their 10 race card at Monmouth Park. Gulfstream Park, pick six, jackpot, mandatory payoff, standing there at $520,102. First post time at Gulfstream is at 9:55. We got 13 races today at Gulfstream Park, and the 13th and final race is the feature of the day, the $95,000 Powder Brake Stakes at a mile and 70 yards for fillies and mares, three-year-olds and up. In the field of 11 before any scratches, the favorite morning line at 7-2 is Jan's Girl in this wide-open affair in the 13th and final race, which is, of course, the payoff race for the Pick 6 jackpot as well. First post time at Gulfstream is set at 9:55. Then we go to Belmont at Aqueduct. Belmont at Aqueduct has a first post time of 10:05. 10:05 first post time at Belmont at Aqueduct, 11 races. The feature race today is the 10th. It's the Wild Applause Stakes at a mile on the inner turf course for three-year-old fillies. A field of 11 there before any scratches. Of course, there'll be a main track probably come out or two. But the favorite in the race is at 4-1. Make that Gala Brand is 4-1 with Jose Lascano. Some of the main tracks there are lower prices, but we'll wait and see if we get any scratches out of that race. First post time at Belmont at Aqueduct is at 10:05. Woodbine, north of the border, has 10 races. Their feature races today is the $100,000 Alley Wow Stakes. 6.5 furlongs on the turf for three-year-old fillies, a field of 7 before scratches. Stormcast is the 2-1 favorite with Rafael Hernandez aboard. First post time at Woodbine is set at 10:10. They have a pick six jackpot carryover there of $38,563. Remember, their super high five jackpot carryover has a mandatory payoff for tomorrow. They don't have one today. They carried it over to tomorrow with a mandatory payoff. That tomorrow at Woodbine. First post time today for their 10 race card is set at 10 a.m. Hawthorne Racecourse is next. Hawthorne Racecourse has 9 races. Their first post time at Hawthorne is set at 12:10. 12:10 Hawthorne today. Following that comes the Los Alamitos Thoroughbreds. Now, Los Alamitos Thoroughbreds has a 1 o'clock post time today for opening day. It's 1 o'clock. And their feature race is the Bertrando. The Bertrando will be the last race on the card, the 9th and final race, at a mile for three-year-olds and up, field of 6. A very competitive six-pack here. The favorite on the morning line at 2-1 is Cowboy Mike with Edwin Maldonado, but this will be a good, good renewal of the Bertrando. First post time, Los Al Thoroughbreds today on opening day is set at 1 o'clock this afternoon. Then we have Emerald Downs. They have 8 races. The Hastings Stakes is their 7th and featured. First post time is 1:30 at Emerald Downs. Following that comes Pleasanton. Of course, the Northern California Racing Fair is at Pleasanton right now. 9 races. She's a Tiger Stakes is their 8th and featured. First post time at Pleasanton today with a super high 5 carryover of $4,613 and a pick 6 jackpot carryover of $10,220 is set at 145 at Pleasanton today. Evangeline Downs. They've got 9 races. Their first post time is 3:30. And now, if you can see on the menu there, we got Prairie Meadows. First post time is 4 p.m. at Prairie Meadows. They have a pick 5 jackpot carryover, pick 5, of $10,425 at Prairie Meadows today. 10 races, 3 quarter horse races. The first 3 races on the card, 2 of them will be quarter horse trials for 3-year-olds at 350 yards. And the stakes race is the John Wayne Stakes. That'll be the 9th on the card at 6 furlongs. First post time, Prairie Meadows, 4 o'clock. Again, we've changed Charlestown. They backed it up a half an hour, so Charlestown will get underway at 4:30. 4:30 is now the new post time for Charlestown, okay? That's their new post time over there at Charlestown, 4:30 for 8 races. And then we wrap it up with another session at Los Alamitos, the quarter horses tonight. Los Al has 8 races this evening, 1 thoroughbred, 3 mixed breed, and 4 quarter horse races this evening. And their first post time for the second session today at Los Alamitos is at 6 p.m. All right, let's go out to Jonathan Hardoon right now. Jonathan, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How are you?
Well, you know, you're trying to get all of these things for Royal Ascot. And one website has, you know, one thing going on. The other one has another thing going on. But we'll just try to keep posted as much as we can. I know that Missed the Cut went out there and was scheduled to go in the Hardwick Stakes, so we'll wait and see what happened there. But that is on, of course, the end of the meet is today. So the Queen Elizabeth, I think.
It's pretty interesting. Wesley Ward, who usually ships there and does well, you know, he's had success, a lot of success over the last couple of years. I think he's pitching a shutout at this point.
I think so,
and
yeah.
That's unusual.
Yeah, it's he's not getting it done this year there, that's for sure. But we'll wait and see what happens on this final day. Los Alamitos is, of course, the thoroughbred meet starts today. But I wanted to take a quick look for the fans outside of Nevada who can play Thistle Down today, the Ohio Derby. And that race has come up real big. I mean, the Ohio Derby is like a $500,000 race at the distance of, a mile and...
A mile and an eighth.
And the post time for that, it's a Grade 3, by the way. It's the 13th race on the card at Thistle Down. Post time is 6:30 at the track there, so it'd be 3:30 Pacific time. Now, there are a few scratches in the race. Take out Frizzante, Deposition, and Who's the King, along with Mugatu. So you got four scratches in there. Frizzante, Deposition, Who's the King, and...
So they have six horses left, I think. Two, three, four?
Well, they had 10. So with the four scratches, you're right, they have six. Mugatu is also out. But we have the favorite there at 9-5 is Catching Freedom, Luis Saez for Brad Cox.
Well, Catching Freedom was going to be 3-5 when they had 10 horses in the race. Now he'll probably be 2-5. Listen, certainly the horse to beat. He's been running against the best three-year-olds. He's running the Derby. He's running the Preakness. He's running the Louisiana Derby. But how many good races are they going to get out of this horse? Clearly the horse to beat, no question about it. I was going to take a little bit of a shot with Cooper Tax, the four horse, who 7-10 lifetime. He passed the big races. You know, I guess he was pointing for this race. He's been off since April. And if you're going to beat Catching Freedom, I think Cooper Tax is the horse to try to do it with. But again, I don't think there's much value left with a six-horse field. And Catching Freedom will be every bit of 2-5.
Now, my understanding is this was not on the schedule for Catching Freedom, the Ohio Derby. They were going to give him a little bit of a rest, but I understand that he was training so well, they said, well, let's put him in the Ohio Derby.
Yeah, well, listen, why pass up $500,000 pot if it's sitting there and no real killers showing up? The only thing is all this racing in the last 2 months may finally catch up to him. Not only that, he had a ship there in this heat. You know, it's like a five-hour van ride, and it's been nothing but torturous heat on the East Coast. Other horses also were up against it, having to ship in too. So who knows? But again... he's going to be the horse to beat. He's going to be a short price. But if you're trying to beat him, Cooper Tax would be the right horse to play.
Well, we will take that into consideration. That is for sure for those folks out there listening and watching us that can play that race. That's for sure. Kind of lost a little bit of luster with the four horses that scratched out. But I'm thinking that there'll be a lot of horses around the country today that are going to be scratched, and not because of anything else, but because of the heat, I think.
Yeah, and a lot of horses that have to ship. Shipping is the real problem, Ralph. You know, it's long. It's a long trip to some of these tracks. You know, they don't fly horses in as much as they used to. Now they're vanning them. And I don't know. I'm sure the vans are air-conditioned or whatever, but it still has to take its toll, I think, on horses.
No question about that. That's for sure. And we will be watching to see that race. And, of course, I understand that Canterbury Park has a derby today, too, but we don't get that. So we will be waiting and looking at those two kind of summertime derbies. There's a lot of them between the Kentucky Derby and the Travers and the Haskell. So we'll wait and see where these horses go, that's for sure. Getting back to what we can see and play here in Las Vegas, and then, of course, Belmont at Aqueduct today. The Wild Applause Stakes is the feature on the day. A couple of main track only horses in that race. And, of course, I don't think it'll be run on the main track, so we'll probably get those scratches. But it's, I think it's a pretty competitive race.
It is a competitive race. You have a couple of late scratches there. You have the 5, Tina Ballerina, is coming out. The 7, Grayosh, is coming out. And the 2 MTOs, the 10 and 11, mm-hmm. are also coming out. Oversubscribed, certainly the horse to beat. He had a she had a very, very tough trip. Both of her career starts. She was stopped cold last time out, turning for home when she was making a winning move. Makanga beat her that day, and, you know, again, oversubscribed, certainly the horse to beat, but there's a big price horse in there that I would take a look at, and it's a number 6 horse, Awesome Check. Three-year-old filly makes her first start as a three-year-old. As a two-year-old, she had 5 career starts, and she's improved in each and every one of them. She's the fresh three-year-old. Again, oversubscribed, the horse to beat, Awesome Check, maybe the horse to bet at the price.
Dylan Davis aboard there, an Awesome Check. And, of course, with some of those scratches, 15-1 will probably be bet down quite a bit. But nevertheless, still might possess a good price, that's for sure. And we will certainly wait and see about that. All right, let's get some picks from you, buddy.
All right, let's look at the 9th race at Belmont at Aqueduct. And you have a late scratch in there, part of the entry. Number 1, Blenheimen Baby, is coming out. I like the number 8 horse in here, 6-pack Senorita, 3-year-old filly from the Rudy Rodriguez barn. She's improving with each start. I like the rider switch today to Flavian Pratt. She's listed at 5-1 on the morning line. Number 8, 6-pack Senorita, wins today's 9th race out at Belmont at the Big
A. Right, 6-pack Senorita. We got the 8 horse in the 9th race at Belmont at Aqueduct. And now we'll go, where are we going next, by the way?
We're going to go to Churchill and look at race number 10, and this is a terrific race. It's only an allowance race. It's an optional claiming race, actually, and really, these are stakes horses running in this spot. Uh-huh. And I love the number 8 horse in here, Happy is a Choice. This is a 4-year-old gelding from the John Ortiz barn. They gelded this horse prior to his 4-year-old campaign, and he has run extremely well since being gelded. He's listed at 4-1 on the morning line. He's trained well for his return. Ray Lou Gutierrez is aboard to ride, 4-1 on the morning line. Number 8, Happy is a Choice, wins today's 10th race out of Churchill Downs.
Well, we're happy he is the choice, and I hope the choice makes us happy by winning. That's for sure. In the 10th race, the 8, Happy is a Choice. The 8 and the 10th at Churchill Downs. Got to tell you, folks, Jonathan's got 4 sheets today. He does have Los Alamitos. He's got, of course, Belmont at Aqueduct. He's got Churchill Downs, and you have Gulfstream Park today with that big carryover, and of course the mandatory payoff today as well at the Gulfstream. Before I let you go, I know you took a look at the Gulfstream Park races. Do you see any race there that somebody could say, okay, I could single a horse here on my pick 6 coverage? Because those races look very competitive.
So now you threw me a curveball, and I'd like to thank you very much for that.
That's okay. I'm always up there for the racing fans, you know that. So
How about if we go a race before the pick 6 and the 7th race, number 7, Catholica, 3-year-old filly from the Jose D'Angelo barn, Sonny Leone aboard to ride. This horse, very impressive, winning last time out over the Tapita track. Look for her to make it 2 in a row and get you some pick 6 money. Ralph, you got 4 races out of me today. Nice go. Maybe 5. Nice go.
I will tell you this. I'm going to give a singleton out in this pick 6 off of your sheet. And I'm going to go to the 10th race, number 2, Boldness. Number 2, Boldness in the 10th race. How about that?
They 7 picks. Way to go, Ralph. Thank you.
I'm going to put myself out on the line. I'm going to put, the right around my neck, I'm going to put it on the line. Anyhow,
there you go.
We want to see some action. You know, we want to see if we can.
We like to help the players, Ralph.
That's right.
That's what it's all about. Helping the listeners and the players, because they keep the game going. And without the players, we have nothing to do. So,
and I got to tell you one thing right now. I'm a player. So you're helping me out, too.
And so am I.
All right. Thanks a lot, Jonathan. Really do appreciate it.
All right. See you tomorrow, Ralph. Stay safe and be well. Thank you.
All right. We're going to go right to Bob Mazursky. And Bob, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. I'm glad we got the video squared away with you. That's for sure. It is opening day, buddy, at Los Alamitos. And I got to tell you that Bertrando, last race on the card is going to be a goodie. It's a very competitive stakes race.
Yeah, we got a field of six in there. We have the horse that was runner-up in the race last year, Lovesick Blues. He chased the Kings River Knight last year, who would be a heavy favorite in this race if he was running again this year. We have Bob Baffert supplemented a horse named Cowboy Mike to the Golden State Series. He'll probably be the favorite in the race. He's one that was a big winner over this track previously. He won by seven lengths last year. Tom Horn is another horse stretching out for Nick Alexander and Steve Biotti, who also own and train Lovesick Blues.
Mm-hmm.
We have Don't Fight the Fed, who's at his best going a mile on the dirt. None Above the Law, who hasn't won a race in a long, long time, but he's often competitive in these cowbred stakes. So should be a good race. And as you said, it wraps up the card today.
I guess maybe the hunch bet exacta box in the race might be Don't Fight the Fed and None Above the Law. Those two may be.
Yeah, that would be a good hunch bet.
Yeah,
that's yes,
a good hunch bet exacta, that's for sure. Looking ahead to all of the other races today, though, you've got races spanning from 5 furlongs for two-year-olds, the third race. That'll be a maiden race for two-year-olds. Do we have any horses that have been doing well in the morning in that race that maybe will show us something this afternoon?
Yeah, we have the first-time starter for Bob Baffert, Dothraki. He's listed at odds on in the program. He's trained pretty well. I don't know if 6.5 furlongs on the dirt is going to be his best game because he's related to a lot of horses that were stakes winners on grass. So that might be his best game going forward. But, you know, as we've mentioned before, Bob Baffert runs a lot of horses that end up being nice horses later on down the road. Maybe not first time out, but, you know, Arrogate was beaten the first time he ever ran here, and we all know what he went on to become.
Sure.
So we'll see how this horse does today. It's not a great field of maidens, so he might be able to win first time out. His stablemate, Marsh Creek, I think is a lot better than his first race would indicate. He's off the rail today, moves grass to dirt. Mm-hmm. Maldonado's on, so I think he's going to show a lot more speed today. So he might be the one to beat.
Yeah, that is the seventh race on the card. Dothraki is the one you're talking about. And, of course, the one I was referring to was the third race for two-year-old fillies at 5 furlongs. Where we had Swift Harmony at 7-5 and Coral Gables Kathleen at 9-5. So it looks like, at least from the early morning returns, that these horses are probably going to be the ones that will be the favorites there.
Yeah, I mean, they're both cowbreds. You know, I don't know, you know, this race, I don't think any of the first-timers have shown particularly much in the morning. So I think one of the horses that's run before is probably going to get the job done. Coral Gables Kathleen is coming back pretty quickly for Doug O'Neill. She just ran closing weekend at Santa Anita. Swift Harmony's had a couple chances. She's got the inside post, which if she breaks a lurly, she's probably the one to catch.
Bob, you know, there's a couple of things going on today at Los Alamitos I did want to draw attention to, and that is, of course, Jerry Hollendorfer, who was a mainstay in Northern California and in Southern California, of course, with his trials and tribulations with the people that owned Santa Anita and Golden Gate. Hasn't been able to run it in California at those establishments, but he is, you know, at Los Alamitos, and he will be starting a horse today in the sixth race, so that's nice to see. And then we have a new apprentice, Orantes, that got him out in the fourth race there, and he's represented by a jockey agent that has represented Hall of Famers all of his lifetime, and that's Vince DeGregory. His apprentice goes in the fourth race, so we got some interesting stuff going on today at Los Al.
Yeah, that jockey, Welfin Orantes, he's been riding. He's ridden for a while. You know, he started up at Emerald Downs in Washington. He's ridden at Grants Pass, a small track in Oregon. He's ridden at Golden Gate. So we'll see how he does here. Apprentices have had a lot of success at this meet over the years. You know, Evan Roman started here. We've had other jockeys over the Velez when he was an apprentice, did very well here. So, yeah, if, you know, he gets some opportunities, maybe he'll do some good here and maybe it'll set him up maybe to get some business at Del Mar as well.
Yeah, and I got to tell you that if he had attracted the attention of Vince DeGregory, that's really something, that's for sure.
No, absolutely. We all know Vince's track record with all the great jockeys he's represented throughout his very long career. So, yeah, we'll see. I'm anxious to see how he does riding this track, because this track is tricky to ride. So some people do better on it than others, so we'll see how he does today.
Now, Bob, I don't know if you remember or not, but the last time you were with us on the last Los Al meet, on the closing day, you gave us a winner. So we're going to parlay that winner right now to another one on this opening day.
Well, I'm glad you remember that, Ralph, because I certainly didn't, but I'll take your word for it. I'm going to go to the sixth race today. I like number 6, Pete's Old Fashioned. I think this horse might get the right trip. There's some horses in here a little suspect going even 5.5 furlongs, so I think maybe he can get the job done for Steve Knapp and Jeremy Laprida. A jock who's got some ability. You know, he rides mostly at parks in Pennsylvania. He was at Santa Anita, won a stakes race with a long shot, had some other winners over the years. He's a very competent rider. He's riding for Steve Knapp today. It looks like he's going to have a lot of business at Los Al. So we'll take number 6, Pete's Old Fashioned, in race 6.
All right. Thanks a lot, Bob, for being with us on this opening day. And we will talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Ralph. Take care. Have a good day.
All right. You too, my man. That's sure. Bob Mazursky for Los Alamitos. All right. When we get back, I'm going to give you Rich Eng's plays. I'm going to give you John Lendo's plays. And then we'll wrap it up with John Lendo. Well, I'll give you Jerry Jackowitz's plays and Richie's. And then we'll wrap it up with John Lendo. We'll get a play out of John Lendo. Don't go away.
Who is there for heroes or the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless veterans? And who helps our nation to never forget 9/11? Let me tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The Foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs comprise their In the Line of Duty programs. They're all dedicated to honoring our nation's heroes and their families. The Foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is educating kids in kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep its vow to never forget. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Horse racing fans, the Southern California Thoroughbred Racing Circuit is back in beautiful Orange County. It's the LA County Fair Summer Thoroughbred Meet at Los Alamitos, with 8 great days of racing starting on Saturday, June 22nd. First post, 1 p.m. Pacific. The opening day program will include the $100,000 Bertrando Stakes. Plus, the summer meet will include the running of the Los Alamitos Derby on Saturday, June 29th. We'll also have a holiday racing program on Thursday, 4th of July. Plus, we'll host our on-track handicapping contest on Saturday, July 6th. You could win a seat to the National Handicapping Championship in Las Vegas. Contest format and rules are available at losalamitos.com. The card will feature our biggest race of the meet, the $200,000 Great Lady M Stakes. And when the sun goes down, the fun continues with night racing's best bets, the Los Alamitos early and late pick fours, plus our traditional pick six. Daytime racing action is back at Los Alamitos. Opening day is Saturday, June 22nd.
Time to get to some picks from Rich Eng and from Jerry Jackowitz. We will start with Jerry Jackowitz at Belmont at Aqueduct. All right, Jerry Jackowitz play, and this is an interpretation off of his power pages. In the third race, his play comes with number 2, Pappy on Ice. Number 2, Pappy on Ice. Nice 10-1 on the morning line, but this horse is top-rated and has a star on his sheet. So we're going to go with this horse. Third race, number 2, Pappy on Ice. The link-ups will be numbers 4, 5, and 7. They have morning lines of 8, 12, and 5 to 2, so the 2 over 4, 5, 7, and reverse in the third race at Aqueduct. And then we'll get to Los Alamitos. And at Los Alamitos, Jerry J's power page play comes in the 8th race. In the 8th race, Jerry's star horse in this race. In the 8th race is the 2 Dream Princess. So we're going to make 2 Dream Princess at 5 to 2 on the morning line. The play here in the 8th race, the link-ups will be 4, 5, and 6. with morning line odds of 3, 5, and 9 to 5. So you got the 2 over 4, 5, 6 in the 8th race at Los Alamitos. Finally, Rich Eng's play comes back in the 2nd race at Los Alamitos. And in the 2nd race at Los Al, Richie likes number 3, Warren's Showbiz number 3. Warren Showbiz at 5-2 on the morning line. 2nd race, the 3, is Rich Eng's pick at Los Alamitos. Richie's a full sheet for Los Al can be had at the RaceDayLasVegas.com websites. And, of course, Jerry J's power pages for both Los Alamitos and Belmont at Aqueduct can be had at JerryJ'sPowerPage.com. We take our final break, and when we come back, we're wrapping it up with John Lendo. Don't go away.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Horse racing fans, the Southern California Thoroughbred Racing Circuit is back in beautiful Orange County. It's the LA County Fair Summer Thoroughbred Meet at Los Alamitos, with 8 great days of racing starting on Saturday, June 22nd. First post, 1 p.m. Pacific. The opening day program will include the $100,000 Bertrando Stakes. Plus, the summer meet will include the running of the Los Alamitos Derby on Saturday, June 29th. We'll also have a holiday racing program on Thursday, 4th of July. Plus, we'll host our on-track handicapping contest on Saturday, July 6th. You could win a seat to the National Handicapping Championship in Las Vegas. Contest format and rules are available at losalamitos.com. The card will feature our biggest race of the meet, the $200,000 Great Lady M Stakes. And when the sun goes down, the fun continues with Night Racing's Best Bets, the Los Alamitos Early and Late Pick Fours, plus our traditional Pick Six. Daytime racing action is back at Los Alamitos. Opening day is Saturday, June 22nd.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
All right, back on Race Day Las Vegas. Missed the cut, did run in the Hardwick at Royal Ascot. That was the 2nd race on the card there today, and he ran last. So we wanted just to make sure we get that in there. Finishing last in that race, that's for sure. And they're about ready to go. They're racing the 3rd race on the card at Royal Ascot on this closing day is happening right now. So we'll see if we can get maybe a winner there before we go off the air. But right now I want to go to John Lendo standing by in Southern California. John, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How you doing?
You been watching those races at the Royal Ascot?
Oh, absolutely. Unofficial winner of the 3rd race there at that's the Queen I can't remember the name of it now. But number 3, Kadeem, was the winner here, 3rd race at Royal Ascot.
The Queen Elizabeth II Jubilee Stakes is what they call it. You know, I have to go between all these websites to get it. No website is everything in one place, but that's okay. That's for sure. And they ran, you said they ran that race already?
Yeah, it's unofficial, but number 3, Kadeem, was the winner. Number 13, Swing Along, was 2nd. Number 5, Millstream, was 3rd.
All right, and that winner on the morning line, the winner was 20-1 on the morning line, so they got a little bit of a price there. Kind of disappointed that missed the cut, went all the way out there, and didn't raise a gallop.
Yeah, but not too surprising. I don't think the marathon horses in California really measure up to some of those horses overseas. They took a shot, ended up being the U.S. horses. There were 7 of them at Royal Ascot this year. No winners for the U.S. team going overseas for Royal Ascot.
All right. Well, and that is unusual for Wesley Ward, that's for sure, huh?
Yeah, a little surprised, but you know, it's not easy over there.
No, it isn't. That's for sure. He had exceptional success being, coming from the U.S. with the horses there. They were lying in wait maybe for him this year. That's for sure. Getting back closer to the continental United States, we got the Ohio Derby today at Thistle Downs. I can tell you that with the 4 late scratches in there, the favorite and maybe a horse that might have a little bit of a price to it is going to be bet down, that's for sure.
But Brad Cox seems to have it all over that race there.
Yeah, Catching Freedom will be a prohibitive favorite. The only thing you worry about, he doesn't have much speed. The race is scratched down. Maybe that recent maiden winner battened down. Maybe he gets loose on the front end. So he won't be 10-1 like his program odds are because of the scratches. So maybe it's battened down in front, Catching Freedom making the last run.
Well, you remember that battened down, you know, he doesn't have a lot of past performances. He doesn't have a lot of experience, that's for sure. But trained by Bill Mott. This horse was thought of, Mott was thinking about running him in the Belmont Stakes at Saratoga, but didn't. And I got to tell you that out of all the horses in this race, I'm very interested to see how Batten Down will fit in this race.
Yeah, he's a horse that's still learning, yeah. Ralph. He's got a lot of ability, but he was kind of hesitant to pass horses. He would kind of run with the pack. I think that win last time ought to do him a world of good. That was at a mile and a quarter, so you know he's dead fit. Coming back to the mile and eight, so you can just send him out of there and see how far he carries.
And, you know, it's that team, Junior Alvarado and Bill Mott, and Mott doesn't send horses to a racetrack to get a box seat, that's for sure, so we'll wait and see about that. Los Alamitos.
Yeah,
go ahead.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, finish your thought.
I was just saying, I love that jockey-trainer combination.
Yeah, they're good, that's for sure. When Alvarado's on a Mott horse, you got to pay attention, that's for sure, because he's one of the great trainers around the country right now. Talking about great trainers, we got Jerry Hollandsworth, got a horse in a race today at LaSalle. Isn't that nice to see?
Yeah, it's fantastic to see. You know, it's sad that he can't run in California about over half of the year. So it's great to see him back on track. I hope he gets a winner over there at Los Al where he is stable.
And, of course, Vince DeGregory found another jock. This guy's had some of the greatest jocks of all time throughout his career as an agent. So this apprentice must have piqued his interest.
Well, you talk about the young and old. Vince DeGregory, I think, is 90 years old, yeah. And he's still firing away, and he's still sharp as a tack. And here he is with a teenage apprentice or a young apprentice, and that ought to be an interesting combination.
I tell you, he doesn't look his age, that's for sure. Vince doesn't.
And no.
I mean, he has represented, champion jockeys and jockeys of the year, like Hall of Famers Chris McCarron and Lafitte Pinkeye Jr., et cetera. So, the kid will get a lot of experience from Mr. DeGregory, that's for sure. Wait and see about that. Now, Hollandorfer's horse is in the sixth race, and an apprentice will start his riding at Los Alamitos in the fourth race today. And, of course, as we said with Bob Mazursky, the Bertrando's coming up a really, really neat, good competitive race.
Yeah, it's interesting that, the horse that Bob Baffert has, Cowboy Mike, he was not eligible for what we call the Golden State Series, which puts these cowbreds eligible to these stakes races. So he had to be supplemented. You know, Steve Anderson wrote a good article. He had to be supplemented for $25,000. Now, the winner's share of this race is only $60,000. But the reason he wasn't supplemented before this is he would have run in all those races against the Chosen Brawn. And Baffert just said, well, you know, why go in there against the loaded weapon? So with the Chosen Bronze sitting this one out, mm-hmm. they supplemented. They're going to try and get their money out today.
All right. Well, you have two Linda reports available right now here at the South Point, Belmont at Aqueduct and Los Alamitos. And certainly they are here free of charge, complimentary to the race players here at the South Point. And certainly anybody comes in here to play the races and get the Linda report. Only place you can get it. In the entire, your gaming capital of the world is right here at the South Point free of charge because they love horse players. John, we got about 40 seconds to get two picks.
Fifth race today at Aqueduct, number one, King Puck, related to three first-time winners, all in turf sprints. That's what he does today for Christophe Clement and Joel Rosario. 5-1 on the program, number one, King Puck in the fifth race at Aqueduct. We'll go to Los Alamitos. We'll also go to the fifth race. Number one, Woe Buddy's been very sharp under the lights at Los Al, but he has won on the daytime configuration. A lot of speed that ought to back up in the lane. Look for number one, Woe Buddy, to make the last run. 9-2 in the program. Race five, Los Alamitos.
Well, let's get that pair of ones under the finish line one as well. In the fifth race, the one, King Puck at Aqueduct. And in the fifth race, Los Alamitos, the one, Woe Buddy. In the fifth at Los Alamitos. And, of course, full sheets for Los Al and Belmont at Aqueduct right here at the South Point. And, John, well, we got the Ohio Derby, we got the opening at Los Al, and we got that jackpot mandatory payoff at Gulfstream. Just another great Saturday to be playing the races, that's for sure. And we wrap up this Saturday Race Day show by wishing everybody a lot of luck. And one more thing as well, and you're going to say it.
Have a great race day, everybody.
It's Ralph Serrato at Race Day Las Vegas, morning on 1400 KSHP North Las Vegas.
Online
at KSHP.gov.